victory shall be mine. Got any witnesses in the house? I didn't come here to die. I came here to live. Put your hand up in the air. The victory is yours. He's good. He's good all the time. One of the reasons that I know God is good because ain't nobody do like Jesus.
But you keep in mind 18. Ruth is a small book of the Bible. And when you get home, try to read it. Especially your grandparents and the grandchildren.
Yes, yes.
Read this book. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went in to her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Uh-huh. 14. Then the women said to Naomi, keep that in mind, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. 15. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons have borne him. Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. Also, the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
Yeah.
Now, there are generations that I want you to continue to read so you can see how this book moves us into not King David, but through Mary, the King of Kings in Jesus.
All right.
Bow your head. God, be with us today. As always, we thank you for this opportunity to worship and praise you, Lord. Open us up. Let us be open to something different, Lord.
Yes.
Let it touch our hearts, God. Let it be intergenerational for the young and the so-called old. For we know that we are babes in Christ.
Yes.
Always abiding by
yes.
faith. Seeking to make it to your kingdom. Hoping that we might be inspiration to others. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may have your seats. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? We ain't coming here to just sit back. I want y'all to know right now, anybody who knows me, it does not work. If you got the wrong house of God today because you want a little quiet because it's Grandparents' Day, and it's not senior. I thought it was senior. It's super senior day. You in for a treat. Now, y'all might call me by the time it's over. He ain't godly. Because some Dr. Glover said he got tricks. You got to watch him. I came with my tricks today. Because I want us to be blessed, and I want us to learn. Now, I believe there are visual learners, and there are other real intellectual types that, you know, got to have all the books. Well, I got a mix of all of it. Because I want it to drive home so that you don't forget it. Sometimes seeing is believing for some folk. It's hard for us to believe in Christ because we can't even believe in the person next to us.
Well.
Giving honor to God of being in this great place, I thank Reverend Darrell Armstrong for this invitation, all the officers. I thank his wife and the children, First Lady Melanie, Amaris, and old Daniel that I seen play soccer. He's a tough soccer player. I thank God for my wife, Abiola, a wife of 37 years who put up with my mess, three children, one Dr. Sakira Backus and her two little grandboys, and they are a piece of work. And Joel Backus and his wife, Dr. Gibbons Backus, Victoria, and little Adria, who's not here, the only thing that's hanging out, our retirement baby, who's a senior this year, would have loved to be here, but she has other activities. We are grateful for being in the house of the Lord. Now, I want you to say one thing for me. Say, out.
Out.
No, y'all don't sound like y'all here today.
Out.
There you go. Now I got it. Of no way.
Nowhere.
Christians. That's what we're talking about today. Out of no way. You don't know where that's coming from, do you? All right, let me clean it up a little bit. When they were dancing and doing the piece there, they said, you know, make a way. What?
Yeah.
Out of no way.
That's
right. The make a way is the part that God gives us. The out of no way. It's where we come from. And there are a lot of out of nowhere people that are sitting in this church that God made a way for.
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of out of way people in prison where I am that God is reviving through education that have 4.0s so, because he's making a way out of what they thought was a out of nowhere. So I want to talk a bit about out of nowhere people, Christians, especially on Grandparents' Day, Senior Day, and all that. I want to celebrate. See, sometimes I think that many people, young and old, have forgotten how to give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Well,
especially during bad, hard, and troubled time, and there's no exception to the rule, not even me.
All
right, let me say it. We're suffering from being tired of suffering. Some folks are even mad about being mad. Some people are sick of being sick. A lot of us are broken from being broke.
Well,
I know that's right. Heads all down, backs and backsides all slumped over, no pep to our step. We can't and don't even want to say hi to our neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say good morning. You ain't say good morning to him. You just say, go ahead and say hi. And don't even think about asking us to say a word, hello or good morning. That's why I like Shiloh, because y'all follow orders. It seems like many of us have forgotten how to praise him, why we praise him, where we should praise him, when we should praise him, and last but not least, what we should be praising him for.
Amen.
Huh? we're all wrapped up in and want to be talking about it's poor me and nobody else. We're worn out with grief, sometimes shame, loss, without knowing which way to turn or who to blame. We don't feel like going on anymore.
Well,
as the song said, those folks, that's the old me, Shiloh. That's the old you, Shiloh. But now I found some new folks out here that know how to celebrate. Let me show you one and listen to her testimony. I've asked them to do a little piece for me here. Can I, at this time, show the little clip that I brought? Now, let me tell y'all real quick about what this is about. When you look, I want you to, you know, look at this person, and it's an intergenerational. I want you to also hear her testimony, this little lady. These are the kind of people I want to hang out with. Children, look at this now. This is grandparents. Check it out. Weird.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you.
Actually reminds me of a Little Britain sketch. Please, could I have your names?
I'm Paddy.
Yeah, I'm Nico.
And what is the nature of your relationship?
It's a professional one.
And might we ask you your age?
I will be 80 this July.
Do you think you could win the show?
Oh, it would be very nice, but just as long as people enjoy what we're doing and we give people pleasure, that's the main thing.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Wow.
Well, I apologize for what I did, because I did obviously buzz a little early. This is before all the crazy things happened, you know? It was all kind of like slow and normal, and then it all went ballistic. It was extraordinary.
You're an amazing example to older people, because you've shown that however old you are, you can still be spectacular and beautiful and do something amazing.
She can. All people can. If you want, you can.
How did you get into dancing?
I had been a dancer from the age of 2 and a half, like lots of little girls, and I gave it up to get married. I had 4 children.
Then when did you pick up dancing again?
I went to live in Spain with my husband, and unfortunately, after 18 months, he died. And for something to do, I went to Nico's Dance Academy to learn something totally different, and this is the result.
My grandmother is 93 years old, and I just kept thinking of her when you were being thrown around that man, and I think she would have wanted me to press my buzzer for you as well. So me and my nan are going to be right behind you, and I hope you win Britain's Got Talent. The fact that you did it for all those years and then had your lovely children, then lost your husband, you gave up so much.
Well, when I started to do this, I spoke with the family and I said, what do you think? And they said, well, you gave everything up to have us look after Dad, and he would be proud.
Yes, he would.
Paddy, you are my hero. Like, you are unbelievable.
Now, those are the kind of people I want to hang out with. That's the praise dance group that came through here. There's no limitation when it comes to God. There's no limitation when it comes to family.
Well,
it's all about encouragement. One of the things that she said is about her family. And see, Shiloh, that's what I'm concerned about. See, I need some new folks with me up in here.
Well,
I want these kind of people in a generational who can do a real praise dance for the Lord. See, are y'all here right now in the house?
Yeah.
Do you know who you are? Is there anyone not ashamed to praise the Lord today?
Hallelujah.
Or afraid to be used as a vessel for his glory, afraid to inspire young people and the older generations to come. I'm looking for new friends today in the Lord, Shiloh, because the Lord said, you've got a new name today. You want to know what it is? Out of Norway Christians. That's who you are. See, a few may be over the age of 10 to 20, or some 30 to 50. The best ones are over the age of 60 to 70. And the best of the best, the ones that I hang out with, are over the age of 80. Huh? Are y'all here right now? See, Miriam, the prophet, was over 80 when she crossed the Red Sea. Did you know that? One brother was 83 and the other was the oldest. She was the oldest. She has something to shout about. Do you have something to shout about today? And David, you better know something about David. I was checking his dancing stuff out. He wasn't that young. And he surrounded himself with 30,000 men. Young men bringing in the ark. And guess what he did? They told me that David, that boy did some dancing. They said he strutted his stuff before the Lord. And you want to know why? Because he knew that when it comes to the deliverance from our daily sufferings granted by the Lord, we need to give him praise.
Yeah.
And we need to give him thanks.
Yeah.
For the cause in the Lord is for a human celebration. Do you have something in your life to thank the Lord for today?
Oh, yeah.
Has he made a way out of no way for you today? You don't know why, how it happened? Has it happened? Have you not been blessed right now? I want to know, saints in the house, out of no way, folk, let me tell you who these people are. They'll tell you that at all times, Bacchus, the name of Jesus shall be continually in my mouth.
Yeah.
Out of no way, folks, they can cut a rug, y'all. They know how to dance, too, y'all. And they know how to shake it and do it and lay it and throw down, as they said in the 60s. They have a unique holy dance with the Lord. And when it's on for them, it's on. You can't stop them. One song said when they play it, dance, dance, dance all night long. They'll keep dancing till the shoes fall off. Out of nowhere, folks. The ones over 85, let me tell you about them. We got a few of them in here. In some churches, some people call them seniors. Y'all call some of them super seniors. Some churches I've been in, they call hill. One church about to fall off the hill. Some can't find the hill. Some even call them old folks. And I call them all, no matter what the age, out of nowhere saints. Because one thing you should know is that they've come through some stuff in their lives. And let me tell you something, there's nothing new to them or for them. Their motto is, I've been there, I've done that. They'll tell you we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Some leaning still, but moving and walking up the King's Highway. Have you heard it? They'll tell you that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Are you here right now? They'll tell you that he'll turn my mourning into dancing.
Yeah.
And you don't know, brother, like I know, yeah, what he's done for me. See, they'll gladly tell you, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Woo, you hear me? I'm going to say it again. They'll gladly tell you, these folk, I can do all things, through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
And then they'll ask you and say, but Bacchus, do you know? Do you want to know how I know? And when I say, oh, yeah, okay, they'll tell me because, everybody say, because,
I have
a testimony.
A testimony.
Do you have a testimony in the Lord today?
No.
They'll tell you that. They're sassy and full of life. And see, when y'all think that these out of nowhere folks are having what some folk call a senior moment, acting up, won't let go of the mic on your program, keep talking. Know that by definition, senior moment means that they have an instance which they're unable to remember or to focus adequately on a given matter at hand, and such behavior is commonly attributed to the word called aging. That's why I don't give out my age. That's what they say about senior moment. But let me tell you something about these folks. They'll tell you in church while they're jumping around and you're hoping they don't hurt themselves. They'll tell you, when I'm praising the Lord, I praise him like David, hard with all my might, brethren.
Well,
you see, it might seem like I've forgotten my words or had a brief lapse in memory. Or it may seem like I've lost my mind, zoned out with my mouth hung wide open, left in a state of confusion. But the truth is, when I'm happy in Jesus, I'm thinking about how I got over, how Jesus saved me from my sins, and I'm happy about, brethren, how Jesus raised me and my children from harm's way. And guess what? Through it all, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, let me tell you now, guess what now? My soul can't do nothing but cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Have you told him thank you today for saving you? They'll tell you after all the shouting and clapping and jumping and screaming and praising, guess what, Reverend? I feel no ways tired. And he lives in me. And because he lives, therefore I live. And unlike most folks, I truly can face tomorrow. Some have already lost their loved ones, even endured the loss of their children and grandchildren. But guess what? They can find unspeakable joy, can't they? When I think about the Lord and what he's done in their lives, why? Because they'll tell you, God's been so good to me.
Yes, he has.
So much so that I just can't tell it all. So when I have my moment and the Holy Spirit gets a hold of me, you hear me? I'm not worried if I can't open my mouth or be slain in the spirit. I can just wave my hand. Y'all wave my hand.
Yeah.
I wave my hand because only he knows The master knows how I've been blessed. And I'm just a living testimony. Any living testimonies in here today? Has the Lord made a way out of no way in your life? That's Ruth's story today. From 4:14 to 17. A story about faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
So you got to stay awake now.
Struggle.
Perseverance.
Sacrifice.
Renewal.
And pray.
See, the book of Ruth comes at a time when the judges rule and there was famine in the land. And in chapter 1, before we get to 4, you have to understand that we find that Elimelech and of Bethlehem, Judah, and his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, have moved to the country of Moab. Elimelech, Naomi's husband then, just like this lady, he dies after they move. And then she has these two sons. The two sons didn't marry Moabite women. And guess what? After 10 years, the two sons die. And she's left with these two daughter-in-laws. And Naomi decided to return to Bethlehem. And she asked the two girls, please return back home to your parents.
Uh-huh.
There's no need of that hanging on my coat. You go back and be loved by your parents.
Yeah.
Orpah left, but Ruth held on to her dress.
Uh-huh.
Ruth said, where I goeth, have you had the child say that young man that preached, where I goeth, Deacon and Mrs. Poole, Deacon and Poole, I go, where I go, or where you go, whether that goeth, I will go also.
Uh-huh.
Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, those people of faith. Thy God shall be my God, and where there dieth, I will die there also. That's what Ruth said. What a sacrifice she makes. Then they returned to Bethlehem, and one man asked Naomi, are you Naomi? And she said, no, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt with me very bitterly. Now you hear her response? She lost her son, she lost her husband. But she goes on to say, I went out full, and the Lord brought me home again empty. Have y'all ever gone out full? And the Lord you thought brought you home empty. Did you blame it on the Lord? Have you had a cupboard that was full? And then when the money ran out in the job, when the cupboard was empty. But did the Lord make a way?
Yes, he does.
Out of nowhere. Is there a witness in the house? You don't know how. You can't tell me how. See, the truth is that Naomi makes a testimonial claim of suffering. See, we claim suffering and not praise.
Come on.
That's why I want to come in here by praise. I even do it myself. You know, oh, Lord, this happened to me. I set my back all down. You know, everybody hit me in the rear to straighten me up. We claim a testimony of suffering. We who believe in the Lord Jesus for deliverance. We claim this testimony of suffering and not want to pray. She gives up like we often do. Because something positive didn't happen as she expected. In chapter 2, I'm going to keep moving. We learn that Boaz is a man of means, as well as he's Naomi's husband, related kinsman. Here Ruth offers to glean his fields, the daughter-in-law, with hopes of winning his grace. In 2:5-23, Boaz then praises Ruth for leaving her parents and following Naomi. And even after the death of her husband, Mahlon, and he lets Ruth know one thing, that the God of Israel that we serve, who she now serves, will repay her for her faithful sacrificial prayer. Is God repaying you? Think about your life. For the sacrificial praise that you made, there are older people who have sacrificed for the life of a young one like you've done with your grandson. That was sacrificial praise of thanks. This morning. Do you hear me?
Yeah,
are you in here?
Yeah.
There are plenty more out there. There are lives of people that we touch every day in our walk. They don't have to be your child. But they offer us a sacrificial praise of thanks for just saying, I have eaten today. Let me hurry up and get back in here. Now, this moves on because basically, he then sends her back with sustenance for Naomi and Ruth. And what Naomi does then is blesses his name. She blesses him for not only the food, but she blesses him for even remembering her dead son through his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Now we're in 3, and
And that's a chapter that they talk about of Ruth meeting Boaz in the threshing floor. But most lectionary texts, hear me now, move from 3:1-5 to 4:13-17. So at the beginning of 4, church, that's where we are. We find that Naomi owns some land in Bethlehem. And there's actually a closer relative to her husband than Boaz. And in these times when people die, remember, it goes with the male, the paternal lineage. And so that means once somebody die off, your whole household might go. Oikos. Oikos means household. Household in the Bible at that point means your sheep, your goat, your wives, your children, your whatever. Oikos. In this case, then, the husband dies, 2 sons die. And so now there's a question about the land. This one kinsman said, well, you know, I'd be interested in that land, but Lord, if I got to take her, I can't take that young lady. I'm too old. He had to take the widow of the daughter. So then Boaz, who had been providing for them, can now come in line to do what he needs to do. So Boaz stepped to the plate, and he said, well, I will take the land, and I will also take Naomi for my wife. And see, when you do that, you have to pull off your shoe and give it to the person as a way of fiofment to let them know that there's been a change of hand. I ain't going to ask y'all to take off y'all shoe, but the fact of the matter is we need to know that that's what's happening here. So what happened now, Ruth is Boaz's wife. In verse 11 and 12, the women at the gate witnessed all of this, and the first thing they say, they pray that Ruth will become like Rachel and Leah, the wives of Jacob. Why? Because there were those wives who created the Israeli nation. And many of them, remember, Rachel was barren. She couldn't have a child with Jacob. So what she did was say, what about my maiden? And she'll produce because I really want my husband. And then there was a point where Leah could do, and then the same thing, what about my maiden? Now think about this, because this young lady was her daughter-in-law. This man, too, was a cousin to a husband. There was no relation for her in that lineage that one would look at. So these people here, these women, are saying to Naomi, they're foreshadowing the birth of their son to say that to her that God is going to bless you, Naomi, and you need to know that. And so chapter 14 through 17 that we're talking about today greatly focuses solely on Naomi, as if she was the mother. But here's where grandparenting come in. She became the surrogate mother. Huh? A key to grandparents today. Being a love person to somebody else's. Your own child or somebody else's child. And first, because Ruth is her daughter-in-law and Boaz is not her kinsperson. And even though they're not related by blood, the women noted that she is blessed no longer without having anybody through her blood lineage to support her. And she said that whoever comes in this lineage is going to be famous in Israel. They're talking about the son of Ruth and Boaz. Why? Because Boaz starts the lineage now that leads to King David. Second, Ruth is a Moabite. And this passage breaks up all barriers about xenophobia. What I mean that they're acceptance of foreign people. Huh? We have problems when you're foreign. We can't accept you in the family. And I'm saying it again. I've had Haitians, I've had Africans. We have problems sometimes, even as African Americans, saying, we love you, we want you. What can we do to support you and bring you in the family? But this chapter breaks that up. And so what happened is that God knows what he's doing. God will use whoever the Lord wants to use as a vessel. He'll bring you in the family of God any way that he wants to use you, even if you think you're on the outside. And Mary, then, is the connection through David, because Obed, the son of Ruth and Boaz, is now the father of Jesse. And Jesse is the father of David. And guess what? When Mary came along, she's hooked up in that Davidic family. And when she came along and came with Joseph, another man out of nowhere, guess what? The reason he was making it back up to Bethlehem is because if you had somebody in the lineage, you had to go register. That's how they ended up in the inn. And guess what? Then the Lord brought us who? Jesus, the real King of Kings. You see, then the ladies tell her in 15, this person, Obed, is going to be your restorer of life, a nourisher of thine old age. Watch out, older people.
You got to know the power of young folks. You got to know that they can bring you life like that lady. Even when you think you don't have it. When you think it's the end, I remember you flying out to see your grandmother several years ago. She wanted to give out. He called me and said, I got to go and talk to her. God ain't through with her yet. Be careful about generations that have it. Another thing you better understand, he will redeem us in our families and relationships in community. The role of grandparents is critical. In 16, then, here's where she takes over. She takes that baby as if it were her own. And she puts him on her bosom and nourishes him. Do you hear what she said? That's the first sign in the biblical book that somebody else also named the child, not the family. The women did that. So here's where we have sacrifice by Ruth, renewal by the birth of a child. You hear me? Suffering that's overcome by renewal. And the vessels to do his holy will. Because of one thing, they were faithful. Do we have any faithful Christians? See, out of no way, people are faithful to the Lord no matter what. They will trust and obey no matter what. Are you in here today? Have you trusted him when things couldn't see? And no one could see their way. You trusted him. And we as grandparents are influencers of our grandchildren. You see, sometimes your child might not do what you want to be. Sometimes your daughter-in-law might be that little honey that you don't want, but she may give birth in the next generation to somebody who might be the president. Sometimes that man that you don't want that had a prison record, that you look him in the eye and say, boy, why are you in my house? He might be the father of a son that might move mountains. The father of a son who might hug you when you need a hug.
Yeah.
The father of a daughter who would say, granddad, grandmama, I need you every hour. Will you be there for him?
Yeah.
Will you say yes to the Lord?
Yeah.
Because he's the one that's sending them.
Yeah.
See, it's hard to believe that in all our suffering, our troubles, and our losses while on this journey, we encounter how our tested faith experiences provides us opportunities to have and give living sacrifices to God. Why? Because faith experiences provide an opportunity for us to grow and live out our faith expression and responses and commitment to God. And ultimately, we understand it was he who gave his life for us. And therefore, he deserved all the praise. If you believe that the Lord died for your sin, if you think that you've been so good and there's no blemish in your record, then tell me right now that God in Jesus is not good enough for you. If you believe and you had a blemish in your record and somehow God came into your life or came into the life of your child that you may not even know, if you had a blemish but you believe it was the Lord that was on your side, and he made a way out of no way, you ought to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless me right now.
Yeah.
See, when it looks like things will be closing up and closing you out, know that in his time, you shall receive and be a witness of something better. Y'all believe it?
Amen.
See, when you believe that when your way gets so dark and you faintly can see anything or anybody, rest assured, blessed assurance, that just in a little while, if you wait on the Lord, God will find time to crack through in the dawn. And he'll show you a light from the end of the tunnel, not the beginning of the tunnel. He'll show you light from the end of the tunnel, and he'll show your way out. Y'all don't believe me, do you? If you're looking for peace, and all you got around you is a bunch of confusion and agitated people, let me tell you something real quick. I believe that you can find the right folks in the body of Christ. Now let me tell y'all something and be very clear. If you're in the body of Christ, which means the church, and them people ain't giving you no peace, and you got agitated and confused, go somewhere else and learn how to praise God with the right folks.
Be careful who you hang with.
Well,
be careful who your children hang with. Find peace in Jesus. Find praise in Jesus.
Yeah.
And he will make, everybody say he'll make,
everything.
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 All right. God bless you. God keep you. God touch you. God smile upon you. He'll make a way out of no way. You believe it? Say hallelujah. Give him the praise. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen again.
Amen.
One more time for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Deacons and deaconess and clergy, help me extend this invitation out into the aisles. We want to invite someone, anyone, and everyone, after hearing the word of God, to make a decision for themselves. The Spirit of the Lord has moved this preacher to preach the unadulterated word of God. And if you're here today and you've never made a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to invite you to make that decision today. I don't know your name. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know exactly where you've been and what you're going through. But I can tell you this, the Lord is still able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ever could imagine, ask, or think. And so I want to invite someone to get peace in the midst of this storm. If you give it over to the Lord, you give yourself to the Lord, God will work in it, work through it, and work for it in the name of Jesus. Sing, choir. And as they sing, the invitation is extended. If you want to join the church, this is your time to do that. But more important, if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to give your life to Christ, come on forward in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. We've got a mother and her children coming. Isn't that beautiful? Come on, let's do God a praise offering in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mother and two children. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
You who are weary,
the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Amen. We want you to let go and let God. Anybody here today? Anybody else here today? Anybody else here today?
You who are weary and heavy laden, oh, come.
You may be seated. God bless you.
Come on.
Won't you pray with me? Father, we come right now in Jesus' name, thanking you for what we have seen, heard, and witnessed in this place. I thank you for the testimonies that have been lifted up. I thank you for the preaching that has been rendered. I thank you for your servant, Minister Backus. And yet, God, more importantly, I thank you for your word. And I pray, God, that if there's someone here on the verge of a decision, that they would let go and trust you, believing that when they take a step towards you, you've already taken steps towards them. And so, Lord, some folk are searching, some folk are hurting, some folk are inquiring. And Lord, wherever we are, I pray that you would meet us at our point of need and draw us to where you want us to be. So I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone under the sound of my voice. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would strengthen, convict, move all of us to higher heights and deeper depths. Lord, remind us that the rest of the day is not guaranteed. Tomorrow is not promised. That we need to make a decision today while we have time to do that. And so hear our prayers and answer our cries. And we shall be careful to give your name praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen and amen. Let's put your hands together and give the Lord a praise offering.